The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. It is a great honor to welcome to St. Mary's a group, the junior high kids from the Valley of the Sacred Heart. They're on retreat, and they began retreat by coming to Mass first. And so I just want to welcome all the families from the Valley of the Sacred Heart. Welcome to St. Mary's, and there's no perfect way than to begin your retreat by coming to Mass first. Because have you ever wondered what makes the difference between someone who has faith and someone who does not? And it's precisely here in the gospel. It is the difference between those who believe in God and those who couldn't care less about God. And you see this in how we pray. Listen to the words of Jesus. He's teaching us a lesson. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened." You see, all of this is easy. When everything's going well in our lives, it is absolutely fantastic to pray, and we love praying, and we're always talking to Jesus. But how about when God says no? What do we do when God does not seemingly answer our prayers? You ask anybody in here who has lived a Christian life, who has prayed for something specific, and nothing seems to happen. Or how about a disease? You know, many of our parishioners, our family members, even ourselves, afflicted with cancer. And we pray, "Jesus, remove this cancer from my body. Remove this cancer from my mother, from my father, my sister," I mean, you name it. Cancer has touched all of our lives in one way or another. Do we pray about that? We received a call not too long ago. I shared this over the weekend. A mother calling all the way from back east, where the family was from, but her son was here, part of the Air Force. Horrible accident. "Father, can you go to the hospital? Give my son the last rites." Catholic family of seven. Oh, we prayed. We prayed mightily for his healing. God to heal him of his traumatic brain injury. We prayed, and we begged God. You see, oftentimes, at these moments when God seemingly does not answer our prayers, we want to give up. And we give up hope. And then we stop asking. You see, as Christians, again, what separates us as believers and non-believers, we never stop knocking. We never stop seeking. And we never stop asking. You let the world make fun of us. Oh, the world will make fun of us. All you Christians, all you do whenever a tragedy strikes, all you say, oh, you have my prayers. And they make fun of Christians for always wanting to pray, pray, pray. And you know what we say? We say, yes, yes, yes. We will never stop praying. Why? Because we are believers. We believe that the Father has everything in his hands, and whatever the Father wills, we entrust ourselves to him. You see, the Christian, and I'll end here, we don't pray for a result, ultimately, even though we ask. The key is that we entrust our lives to him. The Father wants, we say, thy will be done.